Make yourself comfortable, either sitting or lying down. If you're sitting, allow your body to be fully supported, with your head, neck and spine aligned. And taking a couple of deep, full cleansing breaths. Inhale as fully as you comfortably can, sending the warm energy of your breath to any part of your body that's sore or tense or tight, and releasing the discomfort with the exhale. So you can feel your breath going to all the tight, tense places, loosening and softening them. And then, gathering up all the tension, breathe it away, so that more and more, with each breath, you can feel safe and comfortable, relaxed and easy, aware of the cleansing action of your breath, with friendly but detached awareness. And any distracting thoughts or feelings that you might have, those too are sent out with the breath, so that inside you can be still and quiet, like a lake with no ripples. And now, imagining a place where you feel safe and peaceful and easy, a place either real or imaginary, a place from your past, or somewhere that you've always wanted to go, it doesn't matter. Just so that it's a place that feels good and safe and peaceful to you. And allowing that place to become more real. Look around you in your mind's eye. Really take in the detail of this place with your mind's eye. Enjoying the colours, the scenery, and looking over to your right and to your left, fully taking in the detail of this place. And listening to the sounds of this place, whatever they might be, wind or water, bird song or crickets, just so your ears can become familiar with the music of your special place. And feeling whatever it is that you're sitting against or lying upon, or perhaps feeling the quality of the ground beneath your feet, whether it's sand or grass or a soft, peaty meadow, a pine needle forest, or you might be in a cozy armchair or sitting on a nice warm rock in the sun, and feeling the air on your skin, either brisk and breezy or soft and still, crisp and dry, or balmy and wet. Or perhaps you're inside, feeling the warmth of a cozy fire on your face and hands. And if you're outdoors, maybe notice just the subtlest caress of a fragrant, gentle breeze. So just enjoying the feel of the place on your skin and smelling its rich fragrance, whether it's the soft, full scent of flowers or the pungent smell of salty air, or sweet meadow grass, or maybe the pungent smell of peat moss in the forest. And as you become more and more attuned to the safety and beauty of this place, feeling thankful and happy to be there, you begin to feel a kind of tingling on your skin, a pleasant, energizing something in the air all around you, something that contains expectancy and excitement. And you know with some certainty that it is good and right to be here, that there is a magic in this place, and something wonderful is just about to happen. And as that certainty settles around you, you notice that the tingling is taking on a kind of glow, that the air is alive. And from somewhere above you, a cone of powerful white light is softly and steadily moving down, forming a tent of vibrant, tingling energy all around you, surrounding and protecting you, illuminating everything it touches with exquisite brightness. High-lit definition. Vibrating colour. Giving everything it shines on a fresh, new beauty. You can feel the air around you intensifying, glowing, dancing with sparkling energy. And with a sense of gentle wonder for such stunning beauty, you feel the light moving down into your body, softly entering your head and neck, moving into your shoulders and torso, sending a warm, vibrating softness all through your body, all the way down into your legs and your feet, moving with deliberate intelligence to the deepest places where pain and fear are stored, and feeling the spaces begin to soften and open as you breathe into them, fully and deeply. You suddenly realize you are not alone, that you are aware of a warm presence all around you, and looking around, surprised, but not surprised, you see that you are surrounded by gentle, loving beings, immediately recognizable as allies, smiling and nodding in the remarkable light, warming you with their protective presence. One of them softly approaches you, and with a wonderful, deep, gentle look directly into your eyes, gently touches the center of your chest with warmth and softness, sending comfort and solace deep into your heart. Waves of nourishing, loving comfort right into the heaviness of your heart, soothing the torn, jagged places, opening and warming and softening all around the pain. And you can breathe deeply, filling your whole body with this generous, healing energy, perhaps letting the tears begin to melt down the armor around the heart, as the eyes that gently see you nod and smile, showing you that it is understood how much hurting you've done, It is understood, the stony, cold aloneness you have felt. The wordless ache of longing. The stinging regret. The disappointment of interrupted dreams. All the pain is understood. Breathtakingly intense at one moment, and heavy and dull the next. All of it is understood. You feel the warmth of this awareness begin to collect and radiate through your entire chest, sending compassion and forgiveness and reassurance to every corner of your being, soft and easy, sweet and rich and full. As you breathe into the opening spaces of your heart, widened by the warmth of the healing hand, and suddenly you are certain. You know with your whole heart, with your whole being, that there is a place where nothing is lost, where all the love and sweetness, direct or disguised, that you have ever felt is still alive. That all the love you have ever felt for anyone at any time is alive and well in the vast spaces of your own open heart, placed there forever, rich and nourishing and boundless, always available to sustain you. Breathing in to touch it. Breathing out to let it move through you. Feeling the body soften. Sending a gentle, healing forgiveness all through you. A new compassion for yourself. A different way of looking. Perhaps you understand that you are being shown that even this terrible pain can be a teacher, showing you something you need to know about yourself, about who you are, and who you are becoming. You know that even this will look different to you in time, when you know more about who you have become, when you are connected to your life in a new way and the pain is permanently softened. When this has become a part of the depth and richness of the texture of your life. In the deep, gentle warmth of the eyes that look at you, you see that it is understood that you have seen this, that you have had a glimmer of your own healing, that you understand that nothing has been lost to the vastness of the heart, that the whole world spins there, and so you can begin to return to the peaceful stillness at your center, breathing in to touch it, breathing out to let it move through you. And as your gentle band of allies smiles and nods, your special one says, "Remember, we are always here. It is you who come and go. Call for us any time, and we will come." And gathering up a handful of the glowing, vibrating light, places it in your heart for safekeeping. Your own special supply, to use as needed. And so, feeling peaceful and easy, you watch as the light slowly begins to withdraw, returning to wherever it came from, until it has gone altogether for now. knowing it is yours to call forth again whenever you wish. And taking a deep, full breath, feeling the widened spaces that are now opened, you once again see yourself in your safe and peaceful surroundings, feeling safe and easy. Although perhaps the colours around you are brighter and the air more alive, you might feel that something powerful has happened, that a major shift has occurred and will continue to occur, with or without conscious working on it. And you can see very clearly that you can call forth this place, the powerful healing cone of light, the special ones, whenever you wish to further the work that you have already started. And so, feeling yourself sitting in your chair or lying down, breathing in and out, very rhythmically and easily, gently and with soft eyes, coming back into the room whenever you're ready, knowing in a deep place that you have done important healing work, that you are better for this, and so you are.